So it was at that stage that I met him at Siddharth College on that occasion. And after we talked a while, he asked me, how does one become a Buddhist? Well, nowadays we think that's a very simple matter, but in the India of those days, well, it wasn't known how one became a Buddhist. So I explained. One became a Buddhist by going for refuge, formally and publicly, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and by observing the five precepts. I explained this. And then he said, well, who can make one a Buddhist? I said, well, any senior Buddhist, whether it's a bhikkhu or a senior layperson, can make one a Buddhist, can administer the refuges and the five precepts. So he pondered this, and then he said, could you do it? I said, yes, I can do it. Any monk can, any Buddhist monk. But, I said, if you want your conversion and the conversion of your followers to be taken seriously by the rest of the Buddhist world, it would be good if you were initiated into Buddhism by the senior most monk in India, who happens to be Uchandramani, who had made me a Shramanera some years before. So Dr. Ambedkar didn't say anything at the time, but he did ask me to write it all out for him after I got back to Pune, where I was then staying, and we'd be in correspondence. So when I got to Pune, I wrote to him, explaining, you know, how one became a Buddhist and who was the best person to do it, and so on. I must also mention something else, though. Before we parted on that occasion, that second occasion, he asked me to address a meeting of his followers. He said they would organize a public meeting for me, and could I speak on what it means to be a Buddhist? So I agreed, and a few days later, in fact I think it was on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, I'm not quite sure, I addressed a couple of thousand people in the Worli district, which is another, well, working class area of Bombay. It was in the open air and it was in the evening, and of course many of the Dalits who were present on that occasion worked in the mills of Bombay. There were hundreds of mills in those days, and of course they came back home from work quite late in the evening, so it wasn't much before 10 o'clock that we started. And I remember it being December, it was a very cold night, and I had only my thin cotton, you know, monk's robes on. So I remember I was very cold indeed. Huh? But I got up and I spoke. I had a translator who was the then president of the Scheduled Castes Federation, who afterwards became a friend of mine. And I spoke about what it meant to be a Buddhist, how one became a Buddhist, but especially I spoke about the three jewels, about the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. And I was at pains to clear up all sorts of misunderstandings, that the Buddha, for instance, was not an avatar of Vishnu, as the Hindus believed, but an ordinary human being, a genius, if you like, who had become enlightened by his own efforts. And I had to explain that the Dharma had quite a different meaning in Buddhism than it had in Hinduism. In Hinduism, it often meant just the performance of your caste duty, whereas in Buddhism, it was something with a more ethical and spiritual nature. So all that I had to explain as clearly as I could. And that was the first occasion on which I'd addressed a Dalit audience. And I remember them very well. They were sitting there on the ground, of course, out in the open, having recently come home from work. They weren't very well dressed. They were very poorly dressed indeed. I remember how thoughtfully, how seriously they listened to me. And I could sense that what I had to say did make an impression on them.